We're to build one sukkah, and may a sukkah be built in public property. While some people have the luxury of enjoying private outdoor space in their home, others do not have it at all, or the outdoor space that they have is covered by a roof, such as the porch of a condominium, which often has the top condominium containing his porch on top of yours, hence disabling the ability to build one sukkah in the area. So all these people are left with no choice but to contemplate building their sukkah in a public area, such as on a public lawn, on a sidewalk, etc. May one do so. So we find an explicit ruling in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, chapter 637, halacha 3, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, chapter 637, halacha 11, based on the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Maseches Sukkah, chapter 3, Mishnah Aleph. The lechatchila, one may not build a sukkah on public property, such as on a city street or sidewalk and the like of places that people pass by. The reason for this is very simple. It has to do with the laws of gzeila ugeneva, stealing, robbing. The same way you can't rob from an individual, you can't rob from the public. You see, a city is public property and belongs to the entire world, meaning not just you. When you build your sukkah in the area that the public makes use of, then they can no longer make use of that area, and it's as if you stole that area from all of them. This certainly applies if there are Gentiles which live in one's area, and certainly they would mind one placing a sukkah in the middle of their sidewalk or street or any other area that they use to walk through. They have no appreciation for the mitzvah of sukkah, and therefore states the Alter Rebbe that the prohibition applies even if the town or city is completely of Jewish residents, as a city belongs to the entire world, including the Gentiles of the world, who have a right to walk through the sidewalk of your town, even though your town is a Jewish population. Meaning that even if we can assume that every single citizen of this city who is Jewish and frum and believes in the mitzvah of sukkah is meichel, completely forgives the sidewalk sukkah builder to allow him to build it there because they understand people don't have space in their area, in the private homes, to build their sukkah. Nonetheless, it's still forbidden because it's not just about the city residents, it's about the whole world, including the goyim, who have a right to walk there, as it states in Choshen Mishpat, chapter 162, halacha 2. Now, this invalidation, at least lichatchila, against building a sukkah in such an area, is not just due to the laws of Choshen Mishpat, that one ends up stealing from the public, but also due to that it creates an intrinsic problem with the validity of the sukkah itself. As you see, the Torah, when it commands us to make the sukkah, uses the words tase lecha. You should make for yourself, meaning that you should own the sukkah. It should be yours. And although it's mutter even initially to use a borrowed sukkah, that's because while you're borrowing it, it's considered as if it's yours because you receive permission from the owner to use it. So it's as if it's yours for all intents and purposes of a sukkah. However, when you didn't receive permission from the owner, such as when you're building it on public property, then in essence it's considered stolen and it doesn't fulfill the directive of taseh lecha, that it should be yours. Nevertheless, all this is lechatchila. As b'diavad, if one built a sukkah in public property, he fulfills his obligation, and if he eats in the sukkah and sleeps in the sukkah, he fulfills the biblical command of sukkahs, of dwelling in a sukkah. So concludes the Ramah there, and so writes the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, the b'diavad, it's valid. The reason for this is because the Torah only invalidates a sukkah that's not yours if the actual schach and walls, the sukkah itself, is not yours. But if it is yours and it's just that the ground that you built it on is not yours, then you fulfill your obligation, as it's not really possible to steal land as it's not mobile. So initially it's considered stealing, you can't build your sukkah there, but by the evidence it's not considered stealing, so the sukkah remains valid. Nonetheless, although the sukkah remains valid, the Alter Rebbe adds, based on the Magen Avram, that one may not recite a blessing of Leishev Basukkah when fulfilling the mitzvah of eating in such a sukkah. And the reason is because since the sukkah is stolen, it's not considered like one is saying a blessing, like what, but like one who is blaspheming God, as it's a sukkah that has come as a result of an Aveira. Now you may say, wow, how come nobody brings this up ever? You know how many people in my community build their sukkah in a public property? So indeed, we already find the Magen Avram in Sif Katan Gimel, who mentions that there were Yidden who are lenient in this and are accustomed to make the sukkah in the public area due to lack of choice. And so likewise records the Darkei Moshe, who is one of the first sources of this recording of the prohibition, and he states that I have not seen people be careful in this, to not build a sukkah in a public area. So practically, indeed, we find poskim who either straight out argue on the prohibition or qualify it to state that in certain cases it's permitted without question. For example, there are a number of Archeinim who argue and write that there is no bracha levatala involved at all in saying a bracha upon eating in a sukkah that was built in public property, and they argue in the ruling of the Magen Avraham and the Alter Rebbe. So is the ruling of the Elyar Rabba, recorded in the Pri Megadim, so likewise rules of Maim Mordechai, the Big Deyesha, Moruk Tzia, the Beis Meir, as recorded in the Mishnah Berurah 637:10, and in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Mascha V'chein Bekarka. Now, although indeed the Alter Rebbe, the Magen Avraham, conclude unlike these poskim and say it's not allowed, and a bracha may not be said, as rules the Ramah, that initially you can't make such a sukkah in a public area, some achrenim mention that this only applies if the municipality has never given you permission. But if you receive permission, or they give a general permission to the public, then it is permitted to be done even in a public area. So writes the Prima Gadim, the Bikur Yaakov, the Shailu Meshev, all recorded in the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha. Furthermore, the poskim rule that the front lawn, the area right in front of your house, up to Dalet Amos, is considered like it's yours, and therefore you may build your sukkah there even if technically it belongs to the public. Likewise, as is evident from the Alter Rebbe himself, the restriction in public areas only applies to areas that people pass by. However, areas that people don't pass by, such as a forest or field, areas without passers-by, then it is permitted to build your sukkah there even though it is technically a public area. And so likewise writes the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha that it's possible that only in an area like the Shuk, where there are many people, passers-by found, that it's not allowed. However, one who makes his sukkah in the side of the Rishus HaRabim may do so, near his home. Nonetheless, even according to all of these qualifications, which give many allowances, this is only on condition that it really doesn't disturb the public and the passers-by. However, if it does, certainly the municipality does not forgive it, and certainly the people of the city don't forgive it, and it's not allowed to be done. So according to all opinions, you can't build a sukkah in the middle of a street and tell cars go in a different street during sukkahs. Likewise, you can't block the sidewalk and make people walk on the street and put their lives in danger, or make mothers with carriages need to go around because the sukkah is taking up most of the space on the sidewalk. Certainly no one's meichel that, and the city does not give permission for that to be done. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, those who follow the rulings of the Alter Rebbe are certainly to initially to be stringent, not to build their sukkah at all in a public area, and in the event that they have absolutely nowhere else to build it, then they may build the sukkah in a public area, in an area that the people don't mind, the municipality doesn't mind, it doesn't get in people's way of walking, and rely in such a case on the lenient poskim and the fact that perhaps the prohibition does not apply in an area that there aren't people passing by. As we explain, in such a case, one may dwell in the sukkah during sukkahs and say a blessing. However, those who build their sukkah in the middle of the sidewalk and interfere with people walking by, they have nothing to rely upon, and it's forbidden for them to say a bracha when dwelling in such a sukkah. From here, it's also understood that those who live in an apartment complex and would like to build their sukkah in the apartment complex, meaning not public property, but the property of all the condominium owners and renters of the apartments, that they cannot just decide to build their sukkah wherever they want in the complex, saying, well, I live here, I have right of residence, as any area outside of one's actual condominium itself belongs to the entire building and its tenants, and you must receive permission from the building management or tenants to be allowed to build your sukkah in an area that will infringe on their space, on the space of the public of those who live in the building. Thus, for example, if the management says you can build your sukkah on the side of the building, and someone decides to not pay attention to them and build the sukkah right in front of the building, and people now have to walk all the way around in order to get to the entrance, or any case of the like that complicates the life of those living in the building, then unless they explicitly gave him permission to do so, he's considered to be building a sukkah in a stolen area, and it's forbidden to say a blessing in such a case, as we explained is the ruling of the Alter Rebbe and the Magen Avraham. From all this, we can once again understand the importance of scouting out for an apartment or home that allows you to build a sukkah in your own area without needing to scounder and find an area for building a sukkah which may infringe on the public and enter into shailas in halacha. And therefore, the best thing l'chatchila is when you go to buy or rent a home is to include in the list an area for the sukkah to be built.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halakha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.